And speaking of moving on, I wanted to bring up the OTAs from yesterday because one of the big storylines that emerged was the chemistry that we saw between Ryan Tannehill and Mike Wallace. They connected yesterday in the second OTA that was available to the media on 3 touchdown passes in team drills. And one thing that was very, I guess, prevalent and something that we could see was very apparent is the fact that Mike Wallace, and based on what he said and the way we saw him play, is really embracing Bill Lazor's offense and the motion that they have him and all the other players in terms of moving different parts of the field. So, Troy, when you hear about that, hear what Bill Lazor is doing and the fact that he's getting Mike Wallace and lining up in all different places across the field, I mean, this has got to be very beneficial for the Dolphins going forward.
You absolutely love to hear it, see it as well, because if you go back to last year and you watch Mike Wallace and the Miami Dolphins line up in the same position formation all the time with Mike Wallace just being stationary, you question that at times. Yeah, when you win, you don't question it as much, but when you lose, you certainly question it quite a bit more. But Mike Wallace, someone who has excellent speed, you know, not to have him on the move and to give him a little bit more advantage to move him around as well, throw him in motion, make that defense kind of check off and reset their defense and their alignment. Not to take advantage of that, you're cheating yourself as an offense. So, you know, now that Mike Wallace is here, and remember, every guy that switches teams, some guys it clicks right away, another guy may take a year or two. Mike Wallace, it seems like he's a little bit more comfortable. He even said it. He's a little bit more comfortable down here, not just inside the building, but outside the building. And he just wants to be a better football player. So it's nice to see that they have the early chemistry that's going on. And we can't wait, because we go back to last season and we say if they just could have connected on half, a quarter of what they missed on last year, we're talking about a completely different season. So it's nice that they're off to a nice start, and it's nice to see that Bill Lazor is bringing down here a change when it comes to the offense and a lot more movement. I love that.
You know, when you look at, you know, Mike Wallace and his first year, I think that's the most difficult transition for a football player, especially when you've been in a certain type of offense for a number of years. So I think, like Troy said, when you get into your second year of that new place, you know, you're more comfortable walking into the building. You're comfortable walking into the locker room and going home and, you know, finding Walmart and all those things. I think all of those things kind of contribute to your comfort level on the football field. And I think when you look at Bill Lazor's offense and the fact that you have such a dynamic talent with Mike Wallace, that you can not only have him in a stationary position, but with the movement of the offense, you can create mismatch situations with movement. I think, you know, that's the best position to be in. And I think Mike Wallace and Tannehill really want to show, I think they've really been working hard, and they really want to show not only the Dolphin fans but the rest of the NFL that, you know, his first year was more of a fluke type of thing, and that this year they're ready to continue. I mean, because ultimately Mike Wallace was a better receiver at the end of the season, and they seem to have a little bit more chemistry. But I think he just now says, okay, I want to get back to the top. I want to be that Mike Wallace that everybody expected when I signed that contract. So it doesn't surprise me that they're clicking as soon. I mean, I'm glad that they are, but I think the fact that you see how Bill Lazor is going to use you in this offense, that gives you extra incentives to do that extra work, to go out and do all the things that you need to do to not only make yourself a better football player, but to help this football team get over the hump and get into the playoffs.
Yeah, and you get the feeling that the Bill Lazor is going to maximize everything that they can with Mike Wallace. But the nice thing about what we've heard so far about the offense is not just about Mike Wallace. It's about everybody. I mean, we were out there yesterday getting to see the guys. Everybody's moving around. They've got constant motion, different formations, and it seems like that, yes, you've got your primary players that you're going to target and draw plays for, but it looks like this is going to be an equal opportunity offense to a certain degree, and that they want to create the best matchups and get guys moving, and then whatever works out best for them as far as what they're going to do offensively, they're going to go to it.
And trust me, through the course of a football game, a defense is going to make a mistake, and it's up to the offense to take advantage of that mistake. And if you have constant movement, flipping the formation, guys just on the move, at some point you're going to find even a veteran player, but you're going to find a young player on that defense that you're playing against that's just going to miss the check. Someone's going to miss a check, and you're going to have someone running wide open somewhere across that, you know, the middle of the field or down the sideline. So, you know, I always thought that it was to the advantage of the offense to have a fast pace, also to have different type of formations that you throw at the defense, and just keep giving them something different where they have to constantly think, put themselves back on their heels. And so I like what we see so far from the Miami Dolphins.
I think for me, I think you create your own mismatches sometimes, or I think a lot of the times. And I think with the movement of this offense, you put everybody in different situations. I think the thing about this offense is that you have to learn multiple positions to get yourself on the football field. And to me, I think when I look at this offense and I look at all the motion and all the different sets and movement and all the things that is going on, you have to truly understand the offense. There's a difference between knowing the offense and understanding the offense. And I think that you truly have to understand the offense and your position and how you're able to put the defense in a bad spot and how you're going to create these mismatches. So when I look at it, I think it's a great thing for everybody, but I think everybody's going to have to learn multiple positions to be able to get out on this football field, because to me, when I look at this offense, I say there's not enough footballs to go around on this football team. And you know how many talented football players you have, and trying to get their ball in their hands are going to be, I think it's going to be a heavy task. Therefore, you have to learn those multiple positions if you want to get involved in this offense.
And if I could add to that, it helps your quarterback out a great deal. It helps everyone else. Or it helps everyone out, meaning the wide receivers. But in particular, your quarterback, when you have motion and movement, the defense, they dictate much quicker to what type of defense they're going to play against you. You know, you send that guy across the formation, all of a sudden you have a defensive back running with him, chances are you're going to see man coverage. So it allows your quarterback to get a better read pre-snap as well. So that's an advantage to Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, and again, we've only seen two practices so far in the OTAs, but it's been a lot of positives that have emerged, especially from the offensive side of the ball.